So what would you do if your rideshare driver, I'm not going to say the name of the company, I don't want to get into all that, but the rideshare driver that picked me up from my charity golf duty MC event last week. So Kennedy dropped me off. It's beautiful, by the way.
I did not smoke.
You did not smoke. Mm-mm. You were chatty, but not too chatty.
Sure.
Engaging.
I played music you enjoyed.
Five stars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, five stars. Definitely five stars. But then the ride home was a big difference. Because it was actually kind of a far Uber ride from where that golf course was.
Sure.
It was a pretty long ride. And I was a little bit concerned that I wasn't going to get an Uber, but whoops. I can't help it.
They don't know where you're going until they pick you up.
Right.
So.
No, you have to put in your address where you're going.
Yes, I know, but that doesn't come up until they take your ride.
Oh, really? Oh, I didn't know
that. My understanding. Well, anyway, who cares? That's not the point.
It wasn't necessarily Uber. That just slipped as a ubiquitous term.
It's okay.
So Dave's from Roslindale. We're not going to say who you work for, but you work for one of these rideshare companies, right?
Yeah.
What do you think I should have done as the guy was getting high, smoking weed in the car?
Honestly, I think you should have reported him. The guy's driving under the influence, giving the rest of us a bad name, you know? I'm out here hustling and bustling, trying to give people safe rides. You know, I want a good rating. I try and be polite, you know, try and work the tips. Every little bit counts. And if you report somebody, and I've had fraudulent reports against me, and they stop your account immediately. Once there's a complaint, they stop it. And you have to email them back and plead your case for them to turn you back on.
Can I ask you a question? If somebody reports you, do you know who it is? Does it say who it is, or you just were reported?
No, it just says recent passenger, whatever. But I've known who it was a couple of times because I related back to them saying, okay, I know who you're talking about. This lady told me she was going to report it, and it was a shared ride. It was an incident between two of the passengers. They were in a fight, and then the third person got picked up, and one person got out. The second person that got in was mad that I was driving the other passenger first.
And, poor guy.
It's a debacle.
But so, Dave, if I file this, you know, let's say I do it now. It's only been a week. I could do it today. What's going to happen to that guy? I don't want him to lose his job or lose his way to...
Well, he shouldn't be, like, imbibing while driving. I mean, it's illegal. Full stop.
I know.
Right?
I know.
Yeah. I mean, he's driving under the influence. It's just not, good. Mm. It's not good at all.
Well, thank you for being one of the good ones, buddy.
Yeah, thank you, Dave.
Hey, no problem.
All right, talk to you later.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, of
course. Love you guys. Me and my daughter listen to you guys every morning.
Aww. We love you back.
Thanks, Dave. What's your daughter's name?
Kayla.
Kayla, tell Kayla we said hey.
All right, thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Take care.
Rachel's from Wakefield. Good morning, Rachel.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good. Now Rachel's going to make me feel guilty that I didn't report the guy yet.
Like 100%. Let's put it this way. What would you do if Barrett was in the car with you?
Oh, gut punch.
Oh, she played the Barrett
card.
Got
him.
Playing to my dad's sensibilities. Mm. Yeah, I wasn't thinking about that.
Yeah. And not only that, like what if the fare that's picked up is a mother with a child? Like, it's not even a joke to drive impaired either under the influence of alcohol or marijuana, and there's a reason both are illegal to drive under the influence of.
I just keep hearing people calling me a Karen in the back of my head for reporting it, I feel
like. You'd be a Karen if you reported him for playing music you didn't like.
Right.
Or something like this. This is just legality.
And then also, it was in the back of my head, what if I'm wrong?
What if he was just like it was a
pen,
you know,
but it's
or like a CBD pen?
Yeah. What if it was a CBD pen? I don't. It smelled like weed. I mean, I know what weed smells like, and I know pens don't necessarily put out the odor.
Mine smell like peaches, so I don't know.
But I'm surprised the pen smells like weed still.
Yeah, they do. You can smell it. You can smell it.
Yeah,
I smelled it.
If you know,
thank you.
The nose knows.
All right, thanks, Rachel. Have a good day.
Bye.
You too.
Fern's from Northboro. Now, what are you saying about CBD pens?
Yeah, so like I work in a restaurant, and like the girl that works with me, she's always hitting her CBD pen, and it smells just like weed, but it's not.
So there you go.
Yeah, and that's what I was just saying. That was in the back of my head too. What if I reported for smoking weed and it was CBD?
Well, but I mean, like, he's still smoking in the car while you're there. I smoke cigarettes, and I don't smoke cigarettes when people are with me in the car because it's just rude.
Yeah, there's that too.
So the CBD pens smell exactly like THC?
They kind of do, yeah.
Or is your friend just saying, telling you it's CBD? She's high at work.
No, because I'd be like, give me a hit. He's like, no, it's a CBD for my anxiety.
Amazing. Amazing.
Thank you, Fern.
Bye.
Bye.
You're welcome. Good luck.
I'm just trying to get all the facts.
All right, let's go.
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
He's coming in hot.
Oh, my God. I'm having a heart attack.
I got smoked by Kennedy.
That is right.
Now, can you beat Kennedy?
617-931-1234. 5 pop culture trivia questions. Get more right than Kennedy. Score yourself $100. Again, 617-931-1234. From the 978, as an avid Benjamin user, they definitely have a little weed smell, even if it is CBD. He shouldn't be doing it in the car with you.
And there you have it.
Oh, another one from the 603. I'm a high school principal, so she knows a little bit about pens. The CBD ones do not smell like marijuana.
I don't know what to say.
Bro's getting high, okay?
Probably.
There were some context clues.
This guy really likes Afro Man.
Yeah, how have we not played that song once during these entire breaks? I mean, what are you doing over there?
I'm sorry,
what are we even doing?
I don't know.
All right.
I'm checked
Let's
out.
Let's move along.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.